This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for November 2009. Tonight, news from the President, a headquarters update, a heads up on antennas and district plans, and on the international scene.
Cuba to start supplying its ham community with electronic parts.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZRT official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. It's to New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's welcome to NZRT's President, Roy Simon, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Earlier this week, I received the sad news that George Blackwell, ZL3NT, had become a silent key. George was our General Secretary from 1974 to 1982 and was a life member of the Association. I send deepest sympathy to his family and friends. December is fast approaching, and as is usual at this time of the year, there will be many end-of-year functions. It is a good time to look back on the past 12 months and think about what has been achieved. At branch level, there will be many activities, and one or two members who have contributed much by working away almost unnoticed in the background. These are the real stalwarts of our hobby, and branch officers should seriously consider nominating them for the Jumbo Godfrey Award. This award honours those who have worked hard for their branch and are unlikely to be recognised at national level. If there is someone who you think has done an exceptional job for the hobby on a national level, how about nominating them for the Amateur of the Year Award? This is also the time of the year to think about remits. Remits are the best method for those at the local level to bring forward ideas to the Association's annual general meeting. They are your way to influence the future of amateur radio in New Zealand. Please think about these things and do something about them by sending your nominations and remits to Debbie at headquarters before the 31st of December. All the details about how to do this are on the NZART webpage. Well, that's my presidential words of wisdom for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy, the president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. A final reminder of the 2009 VHF Plus Field Day Contest. That's all bands 50 MHz and above to be held next weekend, Saturday the 5th of December, 1700 to 2300 hours, and on Sunday the 6th December, 0700 to 1300 hours local time. NZRT's business manager is Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, and she joins us now.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Almost the end of the year, and all things Christmassy are everywhere, and preparations are coming together. This is the same for members of this association. One must pay subs before the end of the year to retain membership. Officers should be considering writing annual reports. And finally, as Roy has said, remits that branches are considering putting to next year's AGM should be sent to me before the end of December. Yes, it is a busy time. However, we can make it easier on ourselves by being prepared, because really, it's not like we didn't know it was coming. Christmas is also an opportunity to look at those who may be deserving of awards. Again, Roy mentioned the Jumbo Godfrey Memorial Award. However, two more awards that need to be considered, both equally important as they positively reinforce efforts for the good of the hobby. These are the Young Amateur of the Year and Amateur of the Year. These two awards recognise people for their contribution to amateur radio throughout the year. All that said, my last important point, NZART headquarters will only be open 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursdays, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's extended. This commences this coming week. That is from 1 December, this Tuesday. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, NZRT's business manager. An early entry for your 2010 calendar, the Wellington Radio Expo, to be held at the Knox Church Hall, High Street, Lower Hutt, on Saturday the 27th of March. Saturday the 27th of March. Doors open for vendors at 7 a.m. and for the public at 10 a.m. The Wellington Radio Expo 2010 is proudly supported by the Combined Amateur Radio Clubs of Wellington. To international amateur radio news, and for an update, we join the Amateur Radio Newsline's Frank Haas, KB4T.
According to the Cuban News Service, CAN, that nation's Ministry of Informatics and Communications will soon start providing ham radio operators with the components and parts for their equipment. This from stock that had been left idle for some time. Pedro Rodriguez, president of the Cuban Amateur Radio Federation, told the press that the first 600 units are ready for delivery. He says that by using them, his nation's ham radio community will be able to assemble new stations or update those they already have. But that's not all. During the recently concluded 8th Cuban Ham Radio Federation Congress, a prototype of a domestically designed transceiver was shown, with the brand name Kaiguaran. The gear was designed by several specialists and will be manufactured at one of the Ministry of Informatics factories. Jose Tanquero is one of the hams that worked on the creation of the radio. He told the news service that it runs 20 watts out on 160 meters, which is the legal limit for Cuban third category ham radio license holders. By adding modules, both 80 and 40 meters can be covered as well. The Cuban Amateur Radio Federation has over 5,500 members, many of whom are involved in both severe weather watch and emergency communications operations. TV sets that use excessive levels of mains power will be banned from store shelves in California. This after state regulators voted on Wednesday, November 18th, to adopt a mandate to reduce electricity demand. On a unanimous vote, the California Energy Commission required all new televisions up to 58 inches to be more energy efficient beginning in 2011. The requirement will be tougher in 2013, with only a quarter of all TVs currently on the market meeting that standard. TV sets larger than 58 inches, which account for no more than 3% of the market, would not be covered by the rule. This is viewed as a concession to independent retailers that sell high-end home theater TV systems. However, the commission is expected to regulate them in the future. The commission estimates that TV receivers account for about 10% of a home's electricity use. The concern is that the energy draw will rise by as much as 8% a year as consumers buy larger televisions, add more to their homes, and watch them longer. Commissioners say energy efficiency standards are the cheapest and easiest ways to save electricity. More than 1,050 models sold today comply with the 2011 California standards, and more than 300 comply with the 2013 standard, according to the Energy Commission. Turning to space-related ham radio news, word that a new dual-band amateur radio antenna system has been installed on the International Space Station's Columbus module. The antenna project was funded entirely by AMSAT North America and the volunteers who built the antennas for both a European Space Agency experiment and for ARISS use. The new antenna is described as very similar to the antennas already on the Russian service module. Once all antennas are in place, the ARIS team will be working to bring amateur radio to the Columbus module. Lou McFadden, W5DID, is the ARIS U.S. hardware manager. He says that this is an example of what can be achieved by ham radio volunteers working closely with a space agency. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Frank Haas, KB4T, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2009. All rights reserved.
Thanks, Frank. And as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. On the contest scene, it's only a week now until the inaugural Kiwi Digital Modes Group Twin Sprint Contest. The contest is to be held next Saturday, December the 5th, on 80 metres from 0800 to 0900 UTC in 2 half-hour periods. 0800 to 0900 UTC. The first half-hour mode of operation is to be PSK31 and the second half-hour period mode of operation is to be RTTY. A copy of the rules can be found on the homepage of the Branch 20 website. Onwards to Waro News, and its greetings and welcome tonight to Rosemary Boshas at L1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. Anne's at L3TNT tells me that the WailNet and WailConnected Reflector group on Yahoo have been combined into one group to avoid duplication of messages. Many Wails are in both groups, so it made sense to do this. For Wails, there are two IRLP Echolink nets that may be of interest. Both are held on the Alara Echolink Conference 286905, that has IRLP connection through 9509 Reflector. One is held at 2100 UTC on the first and third Saturday of each month, and the other's on the fourth Thursday at 0500 UTC. OMs are more than welcome to join in, and you can contact ANZL3TNT for more information. I hear that some of our WARO members have not been so well lately, so we send them good wishes for a speedy return to good health. Here's an early notice. The Thelma Super Contest will be held next year on April the 10th and 11th. That is the weekend after Easter. Let me remind you of the various awards that WARO offers to licensed operators. They range from either the HF or VHF-UHF awards, where the minimum of 10 contacts with WARO members are needed, to the Century Award, where contact with 100 different WARO members have to be made and logged. There's a special award for listeners as well. Information can be found on the WARO website or in the awards section of the NZART callbook. That's all from WARO for November. Good night all.
Thanks, Rosemary. WARO reporter, Rosemary Boshas, ZL1RO. The City of Sales NZART Conference is to be held next Queen's Birthday weekend, Friday 4th through Monday 7th of June. The venue will be the Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom in Auckland. Development of the conference website is well underway and is accessible from the NZART homepage. Look for a further City of Sales conference update in your next copy of Break-In. Aerials, antennas and district plans are all matters that can impact on our activity as radio amateurs. For an update tonight, we're joined by NZRT's local government liaison officer, Mike Newman, ZL1BNB.
Hello, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Councils around the country are currently reviewing their plans and making new plans and plan changes. You should be alert to the public notices in your local and national newspapers. You may have noticed new pages on the NZRT website on the topic antennas and planning. If not, please go to the website and look at those pages. The pages are still under construction and contain information on a proposed plan change in Wellington City and a proposed new plan for Tauranga City. These pages will update as new information becomes available, so please visit often to keep up to date. District plans and plan changes control the installation of antennas and aerials and their supporting structures, poles and masts. The Wellington VHF Group and Wellington Branch have submitted that the Wellington City plan change should be more accommodating to the amateur radio service, seeking a raft of changes similar to those recently sought in North Shore City. NZART has submitted that amateur radio operators should be exempted from the plan change, seeking consultation to develop less restrictive rules which will allow antennas to be erected which meet our reasonable requirements. Even if you don't live in Wellington or Tauranga, the plan changes will affect you since they will in the long term reduce the effectiveness of amateur radio communication to these areas. Both submissions can be read on the new web pages. Also on the website is a pro forma further submission to Wellington City Council. You can download the pro forma, insert your personal information, name and address, etc., and support the Wellington Amateurs and NZART by forwarding your further submission by email to Wellington City Council. Submissions close at 4 p.m. on Thursday, 4 December. That's next week. And if you don't have email, then send your further submission by fax or regular post. Please send your further submission now. All the information you require is available on the NZART webpage. Or if you wish, you can write your own further submission. Let's see strong support to opposing the Wellington City changes similar to the support you provided when North Shore City was changing its plan. Branches in the Bay of Plenty with members in Tauranga City are currently considering their submissions to the Tauranga City Council. I expect these will be made available on the NZART website. Again, please visit the website to keep up to date on developments. When you see relevant notices in your newspaper or you require information, please advise me, Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, so that NZART can assist. You can find my email address on the web pages. Just remember one thing. If we don't collectively oppose planning rules which restrict our antenna installations, it will become harder to QSO and the amateur radio service will not thrive. Thank you and good night from NZART Antennas and Planning.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZRT's local government liaison officer. And finally tonight, it's Branch News, reporting from Christchurch. It's good evening to Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the annual general meeting of the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, which will be held at the clubrooms in Heritage Park in Maunoo on Wednesday, the 2nd of December, immediately following the club meeting, which will begin at 7:30 p.m. Also a reminder of the New Year barbecue at the clubrooms on Wednesday, the 6th of January, starting from 5 p.m. To North Shore Branch 29, where the next meeting is on Monday, December the 7th, at the clubrooms at 400 East Coast Road in Mairangi Bay, North Shore City. This will be the last meeting for 2009, and it will be an end-of-year Christmas social. See your newsletter for details. The Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66 NZART, will have their December meeting in the form of a Christmas dinner to be held at the Clare Inn, 274 Dominion Road, Mount Eden, starting at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 12th of December. The event is open to all, but please notify John, ZL1JD, or Frank, ZL1SLO, of your intention to attend. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, has its Christmas social at the New Lynn RSA on the 14th of December meeting starting 5:30 p.m. for drinks and 6 p.m. for dinner. Partners are most welcome to attend. See your newsletter for details. From Ham Hum, newsletter of the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, Branch 12. The annual club barbecue will be on Saturday the 5th of December at the club rooms. The barbecue will start at noon. Bring your own food and drink. All club members and others are welcome to attend. To Gisborne, Branch 11, which has its club night a week earlier than usual on Monday the 7th of December at the Bryce Street Scout Hall, starting 7:30 p.m. sharp. Paul Peterson from the MED will be the guest speaker. From the Wairarapa, newsletter of Branch 46, Wairarapa. Monday the 14th of December will be the date for the Christmas barbecue at the Hood Aerodrome, so keep that date free. All the family are welcome. NZART Branch 74, the Wellington VHF Group, will hold an open day for amateurs to inspect the recently opened NIO repeater site, and especially the new NIO 955 UHF repeater. An invitation is extended to all to visit to see the coverage of this new addition to the group facilities. Hosted by the trustees Peter ZL3TC and David ZL2SX, the site will be open for inspection of this new digital and analog repeater. And the date? Saturday the 5th of December from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need information on location, contact the trustees. Refreshments will be provided, and the branch suggests that you take your camera as the views are really great. Also, the Wellington VHF Group Christmas dinner will be held at the Top Taste restaurant, which is at No. 1 Hagley Street, Porirua, on Saturday the 10th of December, starting at 7:30 p.m. And RSVP via email to zl2wa@clare.net.nz with Christmas in the subject line would be appreciated. All welcome. To Nelson Branch 26, where the next event will be a camping weekend at Ruby Bay on Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of December. On Saturday, there will be a fox hunt, barbecue lunch and tea, staying Saturday night and do the club HF net from there on the Sunday, heading home after lunch. And that sounds like a great way to round off the year. Finally, to Christchurch Branch 05, where the next meeting is at the club rooms in Galbraith Avenue in Christchurch, starting 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, December the 2nd. This will be the annual general meeting of the Christchurch Amateur Radio Club, and all the members are asked to come along and have some input to their club. A Christmas supper will be served. Nominations are also required for club and national awards. Well, that's all from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Sunday, the 6th of December. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so. You can do it right now on the NZRT webpage at www.nzrt.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for November. The next NZRT official broadcast will be made by ZL6A on the Sunday before Christmas. That's Sunday, the 20th of December. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2009. Good night, everyone. Good night now.